Welcome to The Out Agenda, coming to you from the archives.kpfk.org. I'm Rita Gonzalez.
And I'm Ralph Radabaugh. Tonight on the show, we're going to speak with Olivia Dufault, the writer, Elena Liu, the director, and Griffin Kelly, the actor from the new play, For Want of a Horse. And Rita, this sounds so incredibly interesting. I was looking it up, and they have a lot to explain with this production.
Let's bring them in, and let's talk about For Want of a Horse.
Okay, so once again, we will be speaking with playwright Olivia Dufault, director Elena Luo, and actor Griffin Kelly. Welcome to The Out Agenda. So, Ralph, why don't you go ahead?
Olivia, I'd like to start out with you, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
I'm really curious, before we get into the actual story, what was the inspiration for this play?
Gosh, a bunch of things, but I will say, specifically, I have to call out slash blame my good friend slash fellow playwright, Kiara Atik. I was a member of a playwriting group called Youngblood in New York City. And about 10 years ago, she, knowing me and knowing my tastes, sent me this New York Magazine article that was an interview with a man who had a polyamorous relationship with himself, his human wife, and his mare friend, or his horse on the side. And I read this article and I, one, couldn't stop laughing. But then the more I laughed, the more I was like, oh my gosh, this is devastating. And I started crying and I was like, why can I not stop crying over this article? And when something provokes that strong a response in you, I feel like it's worthy of pursuing.
Did you find the answer to that question? Why it made you feel so emotional?
Gosh, well, honestly, I mean, like this, I'll say that a lot of it had to do with the concept of self-loathing and just like witnessing the degree to which this man hated himself for his bizarre and unconventional and morally questionable predilections. And just seeing the degree with which he was struggling in this article and like seeing the transformation of him stripped of dignity in certain ways and then given dignity in others was like really powerful.
So you thought this has got to be written into a play somehow.
Yeah, and I've always been interested in theater's ability to capture perspectives in that we don't typically see, and I mean that in a lot of ways. But partially, I mean it in terms of like capturing perspectives of animals and inanimate objects and abstract concepts. And I just think theater can do anthropomorphization and personification in ways that you can't do nearly as well in other mediums. And so before this, like I've written plays with talking roosters and talking comic strip characters and talking Virgin Marys and things like that. And this sort of became the culmination and interrogation in a lot of ways of that kind of method and practice and seeing like in what ways does a person portraying a horse, in what ways does it tell us the truth about what's going on in the situation? And in what way does it serve as a facade to obscure the truth in other ways?
Now, I want to ask you, so this isn't your first play. You've done other plays. And also, we were talking earlier that you also do comic books.
I do.
So you write in different...
I do. I write in all
genres.
Sorts of mediums. I'm also actually I'm currently working on a television show, and I've written films as well. So I adore working in different mediums, and part of that is like the fun of finding out what you can what works specifically well in certain mediums that you can only do in that medium as composed compared to others.
I was going to say compare because I've seen old TV shows and old movies. Remember Francis, the Talking Mule?
Yes, I do. Only because of The Simpsons, actually. But yes.
Oh, okay, because there used to be
I
a
say,
show.
Rita, you're dating yourself
I
now.
am. They were in
But
black and
I've
white
got
too.
you, Rita. I'm on
Okay,
you.
yeah, you got me and Mr. and also Mr. Ed, but those were
Yeah.
not love stories. Those were just
Yes.
totally different.
Or were they? We don't know.
Yeah, they're
But there is a long, weird tradition, strangely, of plays involving zoophilia or animal love or bestiality, namely, obviously, Equus or the goat or who is Sylvia. Especially the goat in some way served as an inspiration. But what struck me the most was like really taking two things. One, taking the topic and treating it deadly seriously, and in doing so, excavating, I think, a lot of humor from the topic. And also obviously the use of an actor to play the animal felt interesting and special and unique.
Ilana, you are the director. So how did you get involved with this?
I had been working as in the lit department of the Echo Theater Company when this play came along, and I had been reading tons and tons of plays that come through because we are interested in new work. So at that point I had read like hundreds of plays and I was like, okay, here's another one. Let me read this. And then it was totally different to anything that I have ever read before, subject matter wise, in all the ways that Olivia was talking about. And I was captivated even just as someone, looking at it, not necessarily to direct, but just like something that, just as something that the company would want to produce. Over time, I became more and more invested in the production. That was, I want to say, 2 years ago. So it's been a long time coming, and Olivia wrote it so long ago. So it's been a long time, and I think my fondness for it has only grown over time. I feel really lucky that I'm getting to direct it.
I have a question for you there, Elena. So you get this play, and it's about a person that has a relationship with a horse. And I'm sure that your first response was much like anybody else's would be like, wait a second, wait a second. This requires a little bit more in-depth exploration into the story. At what point did you think, oh, okay, now I get it, I can do this?
Well, I think reading it originally, not as like a I'm gonna direct this, coming into it from a perspective of like just reading the play for the play, I got to engage with it not as a director first. When I got into directing it, I think I was already at the point of like this is a very human story, and I was kind of already ready to go into figuring out this human man's desires, and then obviously what we can with the horse representation, the actor representing the horse.
So what did you find out? What did you, as you kind of delved into that a little deeper, what did you? You had to come to some place where it had to be more than just a story of a man and that fell in love with a horse. There's so much more to that story. And, when did you think, oh, okay, yeah. So we're gonna take this. We're gonna, I don't know how you would take that and direct it, to be perfectly honest. I just think, wow, how do you do that?
I think it's like Olivia said, deadly seriously. I think it's, I mean, part of what's really striking about this man's story is that it's so, while it's unique in the sense that, it's a horse that is his love interest, I think a lot of the same themes are there of desire, of what happens when you aren't able to fulfill a desire, I think is something that we all are familiar with as humans. So I think it almost is a lot more straightforward than you might think it is.
Yeah, you know what? I was kind of wondering as you said that, it's almost like the horse is a metaphor for kind of almost any relationship or the challenges in any relationship.
Olivia brought up the goat, and I think that's a really good a counterpoint of looking at this play, because I think the goat is really about that. The goat is kind of an exploration of like this metaphorical thing that could challenge any relationship. In our play, I'm gonna say it's about the horse. We have Griffin here, who is very much so like not a metaphor. While she is obviously a metaphor, like she's playing a horse, our show is really it is I think while desire is universal, this show is specifically what it's about, what it's like to desire a horse.
I always wanted a pony growing up, but I think that's a little different. Now, Griffith, you are the horse. You don't
Yes.
look like a horse, but do they change you, or is it one of those
You have to see her in
illusions?
person. I'm so sorry. You have to see her in person.
Yeah, I look way more like a horse when you see me in person.
Oh.
I'm very tall. I'm pretty tall and angular, so there are His definitely some
hooves,
horse
dummy
qualities. Yeah,
legs.
the hooves. Yeah.
See her mane, her mane.
I just wanted to say that, I wanted to ask you basically the same question. So you get this script and they want you to play a horse that has a relationship with this man. So, what did you think at first, and when did you come to, yeah, I can do that?
I was on set for a vertical series, which for the uninitiated are the most like vapid, soulless soap operas created for TikTok. And so Elena emailed me the script and didn't say anything about it, just said, I have a project that I want you for. Before you say anything, read the script. Did not tell me who I'd be playing, didn't tell me like zero details. And so in between scenes for this vertical series, I'm sitting reading this play and just gasping. Like, I remember thinking, like, these are the days that I live for. Like, thank God someone finally gave me something like this. And Elena did not tell me who I would be playing, but I knew instantly that they
Seriously.
wanted me for the horse. I like, because there's the character of the wife, and I knew that I was gonna be the horse.
As a fellow actor, I can appreciate the fact that when you're given something, you think, I really want to try to do that. The challenge, the thrill of the challenge is really exciting.
Well, and it's so. I've never thought about a story like this before, and now it gets to be my job for the next 2 months.
And it's going to be
Olivia.
hard for you to find something you're as inspired by after this.
I know, you're ruining me for other plays.
So I got to ask Olivia. So what we're talking about, is this what you thought of, you foresaw the play to be?
I think one of the beautiful things about theater is that I always go in with knowing that like what exists on the page is one thing, and then what will exist in existence or in reality is something else entirely. And I have only been delighted by seeing what Elena and Griffin have brought to the story and brought to life. It's been a total joy.
Olivia, how involved were you in the casting?
I was there, I was present. And actually, this is oddly enough. So prior to Griffin being cast, Elaine and I had happened to both see her in her amazing, I will promote the hell out of this, her amazing one-woman show titled Two Cats on a Date, where she in fact plays two cats on a date. And it is so good and so brilliant and will one day take the world by storm. And you should have her on to talk about that separately. But we both saw that play and thought, like, oh my God, this woman is amazing. And so when Elena brought up Griffin's name, immediately I was like, absolutely. She is a hero in the world of animal portrayal. So.
That's a gift. It's not easy to play an animal.
I didn't realize it was going to be my specialty, and the animal projects just keep coming, and I'm not going to stop them.
I just have to backtrack a little bit. Did you play both the cats in that play?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. My pitch for it was, do you want to see two cats on a date? I'm both cats.
Wow. That
Yeah.
is so great. Congratulations. Wow, that's great.
Thank you. I love it. It's my baby.
So, Elena, where's the rest of the cast? There's one horse, we know that.
So it's four characters. We've got the man, and then he's a married man, so we've got his wife. And then we've got one last character who is also a zoophile, so also in the community of animal lovers. And that's romantic lovers, not just animal lovers. Joey Stromberg plays Calvin, who's the man. And Jenny Sue plays Bonnie, his wife. And we have Stephen Culp, veteran actor, playing PJ, our zoophile, who is interested in dogs.
Elena, I just want to ask you, okay, so first of all, does the horse talk back?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so Griffin talks. But
Among
in the,
other things.
so they actually communicate back and forth. You know, now I'm really fast because I assumed that it was like somebody that really loved a horse because, you know, I have a great niece. She's a horseback rider and she loves her horse, you know. And but this is different than that. This is just I'm really
So it's
fascinated.
just not movements of the horse responding. There's actually dialogue.
Yeah, and Olivia has brilliant dialogue that Griffin delivers. But yeah, I mean, there's horse physicality. She's embodying this horse.
There's the horse I've been studying. I try once a week to go up to Ravensview Ranch to spend time with Missy the horse and learn her ways.
Absolutely fascinating. We have interviewed a lot of actors and a lot of directors and writers from plays, and all very, very interesting. This is the first time that Rita, that I can remember, that we did anything that involved animals, acting as animals, and Griffin. It's fascinating how you approach this and how excited you are to do this. Because, like I said, you know, as an actor, it's usually just some family drama, like you guys were saying earlier. And this is so different. How creative.
It's such a gift to get to figure out this character, who is a horse but is so well written and so sympathetic. I read it and it's so funny because of the whole concept, but it's so deeply human. And yeah, they're just such well-rounded
And you
characters.
can't, I know there's a lot you can't give away, so it's really hard talking around this. So we'll know more once we go see the play. So where is it playing? Give us the information.
So it plays at Echo Theater Company in Atwater Village Theater. We open April 18th and run through May 25th. There's previews the week before.
I guess if you go on the website, you can find out more about the schedule or
Totally,
the
yeah. It's
performance, yeah.
echotheatercompany.com, ER in theater, and we're the front page.
Okay.
I'm
Well,
looking it up right now because I'm going to get my tickets.
let's finish the interview first, Ralph.
Okay, no, I know. I just wanted to make sure that I had the right email address. So, yes.
Okay, he just wants to make sure he's got his front row seat. Well, I love that theater company, Echo Theater Company in Atwater Village. It's on that little side street. I was looking up the address, which is 3269 Casitas Avenue. It's a great theater.
Griffin, can I ask you one more question while we're right here? In the physicality aspect, what did you enjoy more, playing a cat or playing a horse? Because that's totally different physicality.
I think, each animal has its strengths. I
You're a
it's
politician.
funny.
You got the writer right here. You're a politician.
I will say the cats are a little more exaggerated as far as like tonally. I'm going for a little more realism with the horse and a little more cartoon with the cats. So I get to be, weirdly, I get to be bigger as the cats because I get to be a person who's being a cat, whereas with the horse, whose name is Q-Tip, Q-Tip gets to, there's more confinement in the portrayal because I'm trying to be a horse. But in like watching the horses and like studying their behavior, I'm finding more things to do that's like actually informing the scenes as we work through them. I'm like, well, actually, I feel like a horse would do this, and it like totally opens up the scene, and it's really exciting.
Wow. I can't wait. I'll be there.
He's already
You will
online
too.
getting his tickets right now.
Yay.
Oh, great. So looking forward to seeing it too. It sounds like a fascinating play that it's different, and it's one that you can go and come back and talk to your friends about. So Olivia, are you in town? Do you live in town or?
I am, yes, I will be there on opening night.
And then also, besides the play, you have comic books. And what's the site for that if people wanted to know about your
Oh,
comic books?
sure. I am working with this comic book publishing company, Ignition Press. I have a comic book, Love Ignited, which you can buy on their website. And then I guess I'll announce here that I have a comic called Prima Apparata that will be coming out in September from Ignition Press, which I'm really excited by.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
So the play is For Want of a Horse, and it's going to be playing at the Echo Theater Company, and we'll have the website, which is echotheatercompany.com. Did we get it all?
Anything else you guys want to add that you feel that we missed out on?
You kind of just have to see it. Like, you kind of just have to come see.
Okay.
Seriously, you guys have so piqued my interest. I can't wait. And Griffin, I can't wait to see you, portray the horse. This is so fascinating. So, yeah.
I can't wait to do it. I can't wait to share the world of the horse with everyone.
Did we say it's a comedy? Did we say it's a
No, you did say comedy. There was
Okay.
comedy. Well, it's
It's
serious.
so serious, but the premise itself is funny that like the very dark, sad human situations are so funny, which is my favorite kind of.
Well, thank you very much for joining us here at the Out Agenda and Break a Lake.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
you.
Thanks, you guys. It was really
Thank
nice
you
to talk
all.
to you. Good
Great
luck.
to meet
Break a
you.
leg. Once again, we are speaking with Olivia Dufaux, writer, Alana Luo, director, and Griffin Kelly, actor from the new play For Want of a Horse. We want to hear from you, so let us know what kinds of stories and interviews you'd like to hear.
Like us on our Facebook page or email us at theoutagenda@gmail.com. I'm Rita Gonzalez.
I'm Ralph Radabaugh. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful week.
And remember that being out is the first step to being equal. Now stay tuned for This Way Out.